What are your thoughts on modern-day presidential politics and the investigations of the president and so forth?
Well, I don't think there's any way to control what the investigations have done. The Congress passed a law. President Clinton signed a law into effect. The Attorney General called for a special prosecutor. A three-judge panel appointed Kenneth Starr when a vacancy occurred. But I think there's no doubt that the special prosecutor law has been abused by Kenneth Starr. I don't think there's any doubt that after this furor is over, which I hope will be fairly soon, that the law is going to be changed to put some constraints on the time spent and the money spent on investigations.
Do you think politics has become more nasty since your days in office?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's become very nasty compared to when I was in office. When I ran against Gerald Ford, who was an incumbent president, when I ran later against Ronald Reagan, who was a governor, former governor, I never referred to them as anything except my distinguished opponent or my worthy opponent. If I had run a negative campaign spot on TV, it would have been suicidal for me. I mean, the people would have condemned me. Nowadays, the common thing is not to win by what you claim that you're going to do if you get in office, but to win by totally destroying the character of your opponent, whether they deserve to be destroyed or not. The problem is the finance laws, which permit unlimited use of soft money. As you probably know, the soft money cannot be used by law to promote a candidate. It can be used to tear down an opponent, and that's one of the root causes of the negative atmosphere that exists, not only in Washington, but in state houses Atlanta and in Tallahassee.
So you feel a lot of changes should come to politics?
The change that needs to be done is to change the campaign finance laws. Yeah. Because now we have the equivalent of legal bribery. It is legal, but somebody that wants a special favor from the Congress or from the White House or from the governor's mansion or wherever, give unlimited amount of money through various means, and they don't give it for nothing. They expect some special treatment, or they expect their voice to be heard at least, you know, when their candidate who may have finance gets in office. So that's what needs to be changed.